Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. IUL ASAP by Shirley Liu is a personal finance guide focused on Index Universal Life Insurance, commonly called IUL, published under the broader category of retirement, insurance, and wealth planning. The book presents IUL as a financial vehicle for accumulating cash value, protecting against market losses, creating supplemental retirement income, and leaving a family legacy. Liu draws on her background as a financial services professional and insurance trainer to explain why she views this product as especially relevant for Americans seeking tax advantage planning options. The book is not a broad survey of every retirement strategy. It is centered on one specific tool and its potential uses. Its purpose is educational and promotional, aiming to make IUL understandable to readers who may be unfamiliar with insurance-based cash value strategies. The book is most useful when read as an introduction to the concept, rather than as a substitute for individualized financial, tax, or legal advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Indexed Universal Life is the book's central financial vehicle. The central idea of IUL ASAP is that Indexed Universal Life Insurance can function as more than a traditional death benefit product. Liu presents IUL as a flexible financial vehicle that combines permanent life insurance with a cash value component linked to the performance of a market index. The book's emphasis is on positioning money so that it can grow over time while remaining inside an insurance structure. This distinguishes IUL from ordinary term insurance, which provides protection for a limited period but does not build cash value. It also distinguishes it from direct stock market investing because the policyholder is not buying shares of an index. Instead, credited interest is generally determined by formulas set by the insurance company, often involving caps, participation rates, and floor protections. The significance of this structure is that it allows the book to connect life insurance, savings, tax treatment, and retirement planning in one framework. The approach is narrow but focused, making the book an accessible entry point for readers who want to understand why some advisors discuss IUL in wealth-building conversations. Secondly, tax-advantaged retirement income through properly structured policy access. A major theme of the book is the possibility of generating supplemental retirement income with favorable tax treatment. Liu frames IUL as a way to build cash value on a tax-deferred basis and later access that value through policy loans or withdrawals, depending on policy design and applicable rules. The appeal is clear. Many retirees worry that taxes will reduce the income they receive from pensions, qualified retirement accounts, or taxable investments. By emphasizing tax-advantaged access, the book positions IUL as part of a retirement income strategy rather than only a protection product. However, the reasoning depends on correct policy funding, ongoing policy performance, and compliance with insurance and tax requirements. If a policy is underfunded, lapses, or becomes mismanaged, the tax outcome can change. The book's contribution is not that it invents a new tax rule, but that it explains how an existing insurance structure may be used in retirement planning. Readers benefit most by treating this section as a framework for questions to ask qualified professionals, especially about funding levels, loan mechanics, and long-term policy sustainability. Thirdly, market upside participation combined with principal protection language. The book repeatedly emphasizes the ability of IUL to capture some market upside while protecting principal from market losses. This is one of the most important selling points of index life insurance. In general terms, an IUL policy credits interest based on the movement of a selected index. While a floor may prevent the credited interest rate from going below a stated minimum in a negative year, the practical value of this feature is psychological as well as financial. Many individuals avoid investing because they fear losing accumulated savings during downturns. Liu uses the IUL structure to present an alternative that offers exposure to growth without direct exposure to stock market losses. The analytical nuance is that protection from negative index crediting does not mean the policy has no costs or risks. Insurance charges, administrative expenses, loan interest, changing caps, and long-time horizons all affect results. The book's strength is explaining the basic appeal of downside protection in plain language. Its limitation is that readers still need detailed illustrations and professional review to understand how those protections work under conservative assumptions. Fourthly, using one policy framework for college funding, family protection, and legacy goals. IUL ASAP presents Indexed Universal Life as a multi-purpose planning tool rather than a single-use product. The book describes potential uses that include saving for children's education, building cash value for future needs, protecting a family through a death benefit, and leaving a legacy. This broad framing is important because it explains why the author treats IUL as a financial security vehicle rather than simply an investment alternative. A policy can be designed with a protection objective, an accumulation objective, or a blend of both, depending on funding and underwriting. The family protection component is central because the insurance element remains part of the structure even when the discussion turns to retirement income. For readers comparing IUL with college savings plans, brokerage accounts, or retirement accounts, the key distinction is flexibility. Cash value may potentially be accessed for multiple purposes, but that flexibility comes with trade-offs such as policy charges, surrender periods, and the need to keep the policy in force. The book's practical value lies in showing how one financial product can connect several planning objectives that are often treated separately. Lastly, financial literacy for beginners, families, and business owners considering insurance-based planning. The book is positioned for a wide audience, including people who have never invested, households with existing retirement accounts, couples planning long-term security, and business owners seeking tax-advantaged options. This matters because IUL is often discussed in technical language that can discourage non-specialists. Lou's approach is to simplify the topic and present the main benefits in terms of everyday financial goals, protecting savings, preparing for retirement, reducing tax exposure, and creating a family safety net. The result is closer to an introductory financial literacy book than a technical actuarial manual. For beginners, the value is learning the vocabulary of cash value insurance, index crediting, tax-deferred growth, and policy-based income. For more experienced readers, the book may be useful as a prompt to compare existing retirement arrangements with insurance-based strategies. Its broad audience also creates a limitation: it cannot replace personalized analysis of age, health, income, risk tolerance, tax bracket, and liquidity needs. The strongest use of the book is as a conversation starter before reviewing policy illustrations, insurer strength, costs, and alternative planning tools. In conclusion, IUL ASAP is best suited for readers who want a plain language introduction to indexed universal life insurance and its possible role in retirement planning. It will be most useful for individuals and families who are concerned about taxes in retirement, market volatility, long-term protection, and the challenge of coordinating multiple financial goals. Business owners and higher income earners may also find the subject relevant because IUL is often discussed in tax-advantaged wealth planning conversations. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives readers a framework for understanding questions they should ask before buying or evaluating a policy, including how cash value grows, how income may be accessed, and how protection features differ from direct market investing. Its intellectual benefit is narrower, but still meaningful. It clarifies why life insurance can sometimes be analyzed as part of a broader wealth strategy, rather than only as a death benefit, compared with general personal finance books. It stands out because it concentrates almost entirely on one financial instrument and explains its perceived advantages in accessible terms. Compared with technical insurance texts, it is more approachable but less comprehensive. Readers should pair it with independent advice and detailed policy analysis, especially because IUL outcomes depend heavily on policy design, funding discipline, charges, and long-term assumptions. If you would like to support Shirley Lu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.